broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I don't know. It's going to be cloudy and breezy and occasional showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Scattered showers mainly on the leeward side. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Again, I say it right. Trades 15 to 25 miles per hour. You know what you do if you see the or you hear the lightning and you don't pick up a club. You shelter, you know. Make sure you're in shelter because Lee Trevino knows all too well what it's like to be struck by lightning. We've got Ron Syrak on the show today. John Hagen, he's the author of Play Away Please, and he is over at the AT&T Pebble Beach. Lauren Thompson joins us in the clubhouse. Michael Patrick Shields, he is over at the Dodger Stadium. Yes, they're having Dodger Fest today. Got lots to talk to him about. And Bill Bales, founder of Clarity Golf, Inc., wait until you find out all the people on his board of directors. We'll be back with Ron Syrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Thank you so much. Okay, first off, I just want to mention that Poipu Bay, there are tee times, 11, 11:10, 11:20. It's cart path only, and lightning was spotted. Kauai Lagoons has a 9:10 and a 10:20, cart path only. On the Big Island, Makalei has an 8:32 and a 10 o'clock. A Volcano, where it's 57, has an 8:50, a 9:27 and a 10:10. Anybody hearing that it's 57 degrees and we're talking about it being winter is laughing at us. Turtle Bay, 8:36, 9:10, 11 o'clock. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, an 8:40 and a 9:50. And Wailea, the gold, emerald, blue courses, the computers are down. So they really can't do much of anything except you got to call them so they can get you organized so you can go and play a round of golf. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and the author of the Vision 54 trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, including Play Your Best Golf Now. If you need a book, if you like reading and getting information, take your pick of that trilogy. Start with the first one and work your way through. It's an excellent series. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Good morning. I'll take that 11:20 tee time, please.
Yes. With that temperature, you're playing, though. How cold is it when you're in the, you know, on the Cape? And I know that you're surrounded by a little bit of water, so it's not quite as harsh. But what kind of conditions are you playing in?
Oh, it got below zero last night.
Oh, my God.
With a wind chill of about 24 below. But it's going into the mid-40s tomorrow, so we might be out playing again next week.
So it goes from, like, in the 20s minus to the 40s. That's, like...
Yeah. The cold front passed through here really, really quickly. It was about 36 hours of brutal, brutal cold, which we're still in now, but it's moving on through.
Yeah. Speaking of cold, I was just looking down at my notes and I saw Bubba Watson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson. He's an outlier. But of the first names I've mentioned, we don't hear anything about those guys, do we? I mean, they're with Live Golf. Right,
not too much anymore, and that's going to be one of the interesting things to see as we go forward with the whole Live Golf stuff is what involvement with that does for their profile, and And the fact that they're not on TV as much and don't get the exposure that they used to get, you know, how quickly they fall from the public attention and fall off the radar screen.
Yeah, I saw an article. I was Bubba Watson. Wow, I wonder what he's doing, you know? Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. God, they used to be, like, right in the front. And speaking of right in the front, Ron Czyrak and I, we're members of the Golf Writers Association of America. And every year, of course, we talked about this, the Players of the Year awards went out. Lydia Ko got Player of the Year female. Minji Lee got Rookie of the Year. Well, boy, did she deserve it. Scottie Scheffler got Player of the Year male. They all deserve those. But there are more awards that are given out. And I thought I'd like to, you know, talk with Ron a bit about, for instance, the Charlie Bartlett Award. Tell us what the Charlie Bartlett Award is for before we talk about who received it.
Yeah. Charlie was one of the early founders of the Golf Writers Association, wrote for the Chicago Tribune, and they created an award in his name. And it goes to somebody who's contributes to the betterment of society. You know, in the past, people like Jack Nicholson, the incredible charitable work that he's done. And this year, the award went to Angela Stanford and the Angela Stanford Foundation. She is a veteran LPGA player and who's somebody who's 10 years ago, her mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it went into remission, and sadly came back last year and claimed her mom Nan. But when her mom started dealing with cancer, Angela set up a foundation to help children whose families were impacted by cancer gain college scholarships. And she's done tremendous charitable work through that foundation to help these kids whose life's been incredibly disrupted when cancer struck their family, and help them get a college education.
Wow. I saw past recipients, Lee Trevino, Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, Lee Elder, Patty Sheehan, Betsy King, Payne Stewart, yep. Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Ernie Els, Lorena Ochoa, Morgan Pressel, Davis Love III, Renee Powell, all of these people in different ways have done exactly what Angela Stanford did. They've found a niche that suited their character, where their love is, and they gave back to that outside of golf.
You know, Danielle, it really just shows that golf truly is the game that gives back. You know, there's probably no group of athletes who do as much for charitable work as golfers do. And then you just look at it how just the game of golf itself is used so effectively in charitable operations. It's literally over $1 billion a year is raised through golf outings for a wide variety of charities. You know, it's like, you know, you don't really organize a baseball game as a fundraiser, you know, but right. Golf outings are used so much and so effectively by so many different organizations as a way to raise money for charitable causes. So the game gives back, and this award, the Bartlett Award, is really recognizes those players involved in the game who give back to charity. And it's a tremendous, tremendous amount of work. I think the PGA Tour itself now has gone over $3 billion in money they've raised for local charities through their tournaments.
Wow, that's a lot of money, and impacting directly the community where the tournament is being played. I was just reading the number. It's $465,000 in scholarships Stanford's foundation's already awarded, and they're the other class to be awarded this spring. So that's only in 10 years. You know, so that's really something, that much money for scholarships in a short period of time. Getting a foundation started in 2012 and doing all the work that goes into a foundation, it's a full-time job. And she must have a wonderful group of people supporting what she wants to do.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that you find out, you know, there are organizations that study, it's their job to figure out the effectiveness of different charities And so many of the charities involved with golfers score very, very high. You know, I know like the Tiger Woods Foundation, it's like over 90% of the money that they raise actually goes back into doing work. And a lot of foundations, it's more like 50% of the money. You know, the rest of the money goes to administrative costs and other sorts of overhead. But so many of these foundations that are involved with golfers have a very, very high return on investment because they get so many people step forward to do volunteer work for them so that the overhead is reduced and the money that they raise actually goes into doing good work.
Wonderful. The William Richardson Award is another one given to recognize an individual who has consistently made an outstanding contribution to golf. What kind of outstanding contribution are we talking about?
Well, you know, it's essentially being involved in golf in any sort of the levels. It can be a player, it can be an administrator, it can be any sorts of officials. And this year, you know, it went to Bob Ford, who, in my mind, had two of the greatest club pro jobs you could possibly have. He was club pro at Seminole and Oakmont, you know. So in the summer, he'd be at Oakmont. In the winter, he'd be at Seminole. It's like, wow, those are two of the greatest golf courses on the planet right there.
Right, tough life.
And Bob is, you know, was one of those people. There's being a club pro, and then there's being really active within the PGA of America and working hard to benefit everybody out there. You know, a lot of the club pros don't have high profile jobs like Seminole and Oakmont. But Bob was always active in making sure that the PGA of America works for the betterment of all 30,000 of its members out there.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And the nominees were Bob Ford, Herb Kohler, and Susie Whaley.
Yeah, that's a couple of good choices. Susie, the first woman ever to be president of the PGA of America. And, you know, Herb Kohler, who built those iconic golf courses at Whistling Straits out there and contributed an enormous amount to the growth of the game on a recreational level, as well as providing enormously memorable competitive venues.
Yeah, absolutely. The Ben Hogan Award is given annually by the Golf Writers Association of America to an individual who has continued to be active in golf despite a physical handicap or serious illness. And the nominees, Injie Chun, Madeline Sagstrom, and Steve Stricker.
Yeah, you know, the Hogan, of course, a name for Ben Hogan, who famously came back from the near-fatal car crash in 1949 to win six major championships after the car crash. And this award is always given to somebody who's had the battle back from something. This year, Steve Stricker, who was literally crippled from back injuries and has come back to be an active participant on both the regular tour and the Champions Tour now.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite awards because it really impacts a real broad cross section of players. One of my favorite recipients of the award was Sophie Gustafson, the LPGA player who has a very, very pronounced stutter. And the fact that she has been able to have a successful career in the very public life of being a professional golfer, where you're interacting with fans and the media and sponsors all the time, was really showed her incredible determination. And, you know, Steve Stricker was a real no-brainer on this award because he'd come back from such problems with his back, but also he's one of the best liked guys out there. Just a genuinely nice person.
Yes, exactly. You can tell, you know, just the way he handles himself in front of a camera. A wonderful person.
He's somebody who can dry it. He can. A good TV commercial can bring tears to his eyes. I love the fact that his emotions are so close to him.
Yes. Okay. And then there's the ASAP Sports Jim Murray Awards. Jim Murray. I can't talk today. It's cold in here. ASAP Sports Jim Murray Awards. Give us some background.
Yeah, that's essentially Jim Murray was the Pulitzer Prize winning columnist for the Los Angeles Times, a great golf writer, and sometimes just Google his name and go back and find some of the stuff that he wrote. It was enormously entertaining writer. But this award is essentially the good guy award, the good person award, you know, the award for the person, for people who are very cooperative and responsive and make themselves available to the media and help grow the popularity of the game and the betterment of the game by taking on that responsibility. And you know, a lot of athletes don't get it, that part of the job, part of the reason that they've made a lot of money is because of the exposure that they get through the media. And the more that they make themselves available and work out there, the more attention it brings to their sport, and then the more revenue it brings. And Peter Jacobson is certainly one of those. You know, he's somebody who, as a player, was enormously cooperative with the media, and then he went in to become a part of the media himself. So he's kept that energy going of growing the game of golf through media work.
When do all these people get their awards? When are they actually going to get? Do they get a trophy, a plaque? What is it?
Yeah, it's one of the great nights of the year. Is the Wednesday before the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, is the annual Golf Writers Dinner, and I know you've been to that dinner. Mm-hmm. I seem to remember, but it is one of the nice nights, and everybody gets together in Augusta, and you know that's the one. It's the one tournament of the year. The Masters is as close as you're going to get to all the movers and shakers in the game of golf being in the same place at the same time. So the golf writers decided to have their dinner there. You know, it's the only men's major played at the same venue every year. So it's good for planning purposes that way. But it's that Wednesday before the Masters, and it's always a special, special night to have all these award winners show up and receive their awards and make some remarks.
Yeah, and some of the players who've won their Player of the Year award also are able to attend, if memory serves.
We always do the male. The first award given is always the male Player of the Year, because that person usually has a tea time the next morning in the first round of the Masters. We give that award first, so they can accept their award, make their remarks, and then get home and get to bed so they can get up the next morning.
Exactly. You know, they have to go work the next day. Speaking of Augusta National and the men playing there, the women are playing there all the time now, well, at least once a year, the Women's Amateur Championship at Augusta National. And I was looking at the Stanford invites. It's like, you can say Brooksay Rose Zhang, 2019, no event in 2020. 2021, Rachel Heck and Mega Gane. And I'm just bringing up these names because they come up. And there's Rose Zhang again. You know, it's like Rachel Heck again in 2022. The winners are always invited to play. So Mega Gane, Rachel Heck, Brooksay and Rose Zhang are also all going to be there for 2023, plus a number of other great amateur champions, the reigning U.S. women's, the reigning women's amateur, the reigning women's amateur Asia Pacific champion, reigning R&A girls amateur championship. And I can't imagine anyone saying, no, I'm not going to be there. How about you?
Well, you know, this event was kicked off with that incredible final round shootout between Maria Fassi and Jennifer Kupcho the first year that they had it. And
it was wonderful.
What's going to be really great this year is the Chevron Championship, which used to be the ANA Inspiration. Before that, the Diner Shore Tournament, one of the first major of the year, the women's major, is now moved to the end of April. It used to compete up against the Augusta National Women's Amateur. And one of the identifying characteristics of the Chevron Championship is that a half dozen of the top women amateurs in the world get an invitation into that tournament. And so they used to have to choose between playing in that LPGA major or playing in the Augusta National Tournament. Now they no longer have to make that choice. They can play both. And that's it's just an example of how golf sometimes has trouble getting out of its own way. But in this case, it did. It did. You know, it took them several years to do it. But when they brought a new sponsor on board and they changed the venue of the Chevron tournament, they now moved the date so that those players can play both at Augusta and at the new venue in Houston for the Chevron Championship.
That's you know, it's the only thing that makes sense. I mean,
yeah. Sometimes it takes several years for what makes sense to become a reality in golf. But this is one of the times when they got it right.
That's awesome. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award. Oh, probably a friend of yours, Golf Writer Association member Ron Green Jr. has received that award from the PGA of America this year.
He's getting it this year. He's the his father got it. They are the first father son, Ron Green Sr. and Ron Green Jr. were both now. They're the first father son
dynasty
group to get the award. Exactly.
Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me. Always a pleasure.
Aloha, Danielle. Talk to you down the road.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to go to the Pebble Beach AT&T. Yes, indeed. And John Peter Hagan is going to join us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
His name is John Peter Hagan. He's author of Play Away, Please. Let me give you some background. A real estate developer, an architect, a member of a Hazeltine, an apartment in Paris, a few rounds under his belt on the Albatross at Le Golf National. Projects around the world, his personal mission became securing the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box for a development in California through an auction on September 10th in 2001. That's what Play Away Please is all about. All of that work that he was doing. Welcome into the clubhouse, John.
Good morning. That's me you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, that's your life in a capture.
Oh, okay. Good morning from Pebble Beach.
Yes.
We've got a storm coming in another 3 hours, so it's going to be a rainy day on the course, probably a half an inch of rain today and the same tomorrow. So I think there's a lot of people that would preferred to have stayed in Hawaii a couple more weeks.
Yes, but not, it's not Kitayama, right?
That's correct. That is correct. And I was talking to one of the pros yesterday. He said, I don't understand what's going on in my sport. He said, I've played three courses in one tournament in Palm Springs, two courses in one tournament in San Diego, and three courses today, this week, at Pebble. That's eight courses for three rounds ago, three tournaments. I'm a bit of a wreck, he said.
I'm a bit of a wreck, yes. Well, that's a lot of golf. So we've got Brandon Wu, Joseph Bramlett, Kurt Kitayama, Andrew Novak, and Peter Malnati. So it's like a battle of the Americans there at the top of the leaderboard. And Hank Labiota is also there, yep, with Keith Mitchell. Now, Labiota had a great first round, a 63, and then followed that was a 72. What was the problem there? Explain the difference between the courses.
He played MPs. He played the Country Club Dunes course, or short course, rather. And it's about 4.5 shots easier than, say, Pebble. That was on Thursday, so that's part of the issue. The other thing is that the entire field that was on Spyglass Hill, which is acknowledged as the toughest course, the average score was above par.
Wow.
So, yeah, so those numbers don't mean too much yet, but they certainly will after today, obviously, when the cut's made.
So what is
and everybody's on Pebble tomorrow.
Yeah, so what is the wind and the rain factor? How much of each is expected today?
Winds to 30 miles an hour.
Yikes.
But, yeah, at our house right now, it's almost a dead calm. Hmm. And so whatever's coming, and the radar is pretty accurate, as you well know from your day job.
Yes.
But for your constituency out in Hawaii land, it's going to be an interesting day today and tomorrow. Because, as you know, we have the Women's Open Championship here 4th of July week. And I'm sure that a lot of the ladies are going to be watching just see how different the weather conditions can be and green conditions and how they can change so rapidly. And indeed, Amy Ewing, I don't know if you know her. She's on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's 37 Rolex in the world. She's had three wins. Her dad is playing as an amateur.
Oh, cool.
And she's caddying for him.
Oh, good.
So she's really getting firsthand knowledge of the course and how to play it.
What a smart thing to do.
Interesting to see what happens with her in July.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so rain, wind. I heard some talk of lift, clean, and place. Is that happening?
Yes, they are doing that. It's, again, you got three courses and three microclimates, very similar to what you have in Hawaii. You know, one side of the island to another is a different world. And the only thing they could get that would really help equity among all the play, because some courses are in not the best of shape, and soggy because of the bad storms we've had the last month. So they decided just do lift, clean, place for everybody the whole week. And everyone's very happy with that. And it's a very good, solid decision on the part of the committee.
That's okay. And so it's depending on which course you're playing, what the conditions are. And it would be the same for everyone playing that particular course. So it's, yeah, that makes total sense to me. I just said 30 mile an hour winds. You know, that's hello. How am I going to figure this one out? Are they consistent or do they change a lot? You know, in Hawaii, it can be blowing and then it stops and then you pick up your club and you're ready and then it blows at you again. And it's unnerving.
Yeah, it's, you know, we use the word gusty here a lot, and they are wind gusts to 30.
Okay.
And they'll drive you nuts, you know, in 5 seconds. Your ball can be in the air and be on target for the green, and you wind up in the ocean. You just don't know.
Oh, you know, something terrible happened. I'm talking with John Peter Hagen, author of Play Away, Please, and he's at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It must be interesting having those amateurs playing. You know, they're just the two different, and trying, you get really serious as the professional and being an amateur, and then it must be a little bit more nerve-wracking because you don't want to mess their timing up. At least that's how I would feel about it. You know, I'd want to make sure that I kept up the pace. I'll just lift that one. I'll just get up, pick it up and go. But the caddy, I don't know much about this. A caddy went down in the tournament. They used CPR very quickly. What happened?
Yes. He was Max McGreevy's caddy, and they were on the 11th hole of Pebble, and he went down, and the PGA is organized for medical emergencies, as you well know, and they had a crew on him giving him CPR and wound up taking him to the hospital, which is just outside the gates of Pebble Beach, so it's close by. He is alive. The two people that were playing with him obviously went into shock, and the tour allowed them to drop out of the tournament and return to the clubhouse and rest and collect their thoughts. And they were planning on both withdrawing just out of honor for this guy.
Wow.
But they also gave them the chance of going back and playing the rest of their round after all of the other groups had passed through, and that they did. And they both had to play the 11th hole over again because they never completed the hole, and they both bogeyed it.
Oh, yeah.
And which is not unusual either, but or not unexpected, I should say.
Right, exactly.
But Max shot a 75. And his playing partner, Bo Hustler, shot a par round.
That's
72.
Good. Right.
So, there was real remorse, wondering exactly what was going on, because the guy was walking, carrying the bag, and all of a sudden he's on the ground and the bag's on top of him.
My God. Do we know how he is? Anybody update on his...
As of an hour ago, they've released nothing, including his name. We do know his name. He is a scratch call for himself, apparently. But we don't know any more about him than that. Mm-hmm. Most of these amateurs that come to this tournament, it's such a big deal because of quote-unquote Pebble Beach. They bring family members to caddy for him, not understanding. Not as exceptionally important as Amy Ewing with caddying for her dad, but there will be a lot of guys out there caddying that have never caddied before.
Exactly. Now, the caddy who went down and is now hospitalized, and we don't know what happened to him. He was caddying for a amateur or a professional?
Amateur.
Okay.
Yeah, he was caddying for Max.
Ah.
Max's amateur partner.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. And so did they bring another caddy for that amateur partner?
Well, they would have had to after they did resume play couple of hours later. But I don't know the logistics of how that happened.
Sure.
But the PGA really use their brains in an intelligent manner in handling this potential tragedy. It's heartening to see.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with him at Pebble Beach. Yes. Speaking of...
And as your show goes on this morning, if I get any new information, because I'm going to the course, I will Twitter you. That's an inside joke, but I will Twitter you.
Just text me. That is so funny. We were talking earlier. I said, what is your Twitter handle? And he's like, I don't have one. Well, I do, but I don't use it much. I said, you should. You know, it's like when you're... Are you still writing Pebble Beach and Other Chance Encounters, a trilogy you started on?
Yes.
You are? See, you can promote. It doesn't have to be conversations between people. I don't get into conversations between people unless... It's, you know, that somebody reacts to something I've said, which is, somebody asked me yesterday, there was a terrible traffic because of rain, but it was really bad up in Wahiawa. And I didn't know that there was a structure fire until I called and, you know, is there an accident? And what's going on? It's awful. And, well, it was a structure fire, shut down everything, blah, yeah. So I was able to respond to the person. So it's a community you get into. And then you can talk to your friends and say, hey, by the way, or anyone who's following you. Or you can, you know, gosh, we'll do a lesson in social media at another time.
Okay, so I can send you, hey, you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Just text me and say if you know how he is. So you're still writing that. I'm looking forward to the release was scheduled a while ago. So
yeah, it was scheduled 3 years ago, and I got involved in the COVID, which everyone else did.
Right.
It's interesting in that there were a half a dozen publishing houses, meaning printers, print houses, in the U.S., and now there's one.
Wow.
So Random House has to line up their authors with everyone else, and, you know, I'm not a celebrity or a lord or a duke or anything, and so not necessarily at the top of the pile.
Hayes Place. I'm always going to think about Hayes Place. And I wonder, did they put a dessert on the menu yet?
I don't know. I have not been there, believe it or not. You know, it's a block from my house, and we have not been there yet to eat because they're the most expensive tacos on the planet.
Well, you're in Pebble Beach, man.
Yeah, but I didn't get to Pebble Beach by buying $28 tacos.
$28 tacos? My
God. Got it.
Well, I would just go for dessert. It would probably be a $18 piece of cheesecake.
I guess I better go get a menu and send it to you.
Yeah, there you go. So I can really see the price of going to visit Pebble Beach. John Peter Hagan, author, Play Away, Please. And coming up, Pebble Beach, Another Chance Encounters. I've heard a lot of things about the problems with printing. I know my friend Diana DeLucia, she's Golf Kitchen, and just getting her magazines done has been like tearing her hair out, trying to get her subscribers everything they need or want. And it's beautiful, her magazines. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse as I digress. It's a pleasure talking with you, and let's do this again when the women are in Pebble.
I agree with you, and you are invited.
Thank you. Right. We'll talk soon.
Now, with it being Pebble Beach, all you have to do is figure out how to get Pebble Beach to pay for you to come over and do your show here.
Well, you got a marketing agency that I could, you know...
Yeah, I'm going to dig that out for you. Well, as you know, I've been working on it slowly, but...
When the time is...
Pebble, like every other resort, has got other problems that don't include... that do not involve Miss Tucker or Mr. Hagan.
Yes, you know? Yes, totally understand. John, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. A pleasure talking with you. Aloha.
And you. Goodbye.
Lauren Thompson, host of The Champion Within on NBC, host of NBC Sports Next for Golf. And we met when she was on, you remember, Morning Drive. And we still miss Morning Drive on Golf Channel. And she was at the 2023 PGA show for Golf Channel. You know, I saw some pictures. I can't wait to talk to Lauren Thompson. I'm just going to shut up now, and we'll be back with her right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style. Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
In just a few minutes, you're going to understand why that little sails into the hole is so important. Coming up, Lauren Thompson, host of The Champion Within on NBC, host of NBC Sports Next for Golf. We met, you know, you and I watching Golf Channel, we met and watched Lauren Thompson on Morning Drive and really enjoyed, and she was at the 2023 PGA show for Golf Channel. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, it's great to catch up with you again. It's been a bit.
And how old are your boys now?
Oh my gosh, they're growing like weeds. You know, they think that they're just grown men at this point.
Oh my
Certainly
God.
That's the case with my 9-year-old, opinions and all. But I have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, and yeah, they're doing great. My 9-year-old is picking up golf again, and so that's always a good sign
yes.
for a parent who's an avid amateur.
Yes, that's fantastic. And speaking of you being an avid amateur, I saw the North Shore Golf Club photos. Yes. And it looks like a really nice in Orlando, Florida, a very nice course. And is that when you came 2 inches from your first hole in one?
2 inches. I know that. I mean, this is just last week, and it was one of those rounds, and every golfer knows this story. You know, you have the days where you go out and you think that you found something on the range the last time you were just hitting a bucket of balls, and this is going to be the day. Well, this was not that day. This was a day when I went out there. I hadn't played in about 3 weeks just because of my work schedule. I was by myself. I had just dropped off the kids. And it was just one of those rounds where I just wanted to enjoy myself out there. I had the music going. Started off a little rough. And then the sixth hole came, the par 3. I had a 6-iron out. And, I mean, I waited on the tee box for it to drop into the hole. It was one of the closest calls I've ever had to a hole in one, aside from, you know, hitting the pin a few times. Yeah. And I just stared at it and I was like, come on, let's just go see. Let's take a little walk, see just how close we were. You know, I'm stomping my way up to the green, hoping that somehow it just trembles into the hole, and it didn't. But you know what? It wasn't meant to be. No one was with me. It would have been a really sad way to celebrate your first ace. So, you know, it just wasn't the right time. But you know, it was a great shot, so I've got to be happy about that.
Yes, you're so smart to say that. It wasn't the right time. That's perfect.
I'm trying. The optimism in me. I'm just trying to use that as part of my story. But the ace would have been way cooler.
And that's the champion within.
I'm trying. Practicing what I preach.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so the 2023 PGA Show, I saw this one photograph of mobs of people. It was taken from above, and it just looked like there was no walking, breathing room. It was, what was it like?
It was great. I mean, I can tell you as someone who was also there last year, I mean, this year was reminiscent of the mid-2000s, 2010 even. That's just a year that kind of stands out to me when it was just so busy. And I've been going to that show since my college years. 2003, I believe, was my first PGA show ever. So it's been about 20 years. And this year was a very good sign. I mean, if you talk to any of the 30,000 PGA professionals that we have from coast to coast, they are all saying the same thing. I've talked to quite a few of them, that if this is the barometer for 2023, then it's going to be an excellent year in this industry. And so that's good for everyone who's involved in the game. It was excellent for the companies, all of them, to be out there. 2021 was very different. I think there were a lot of the big names even who were scared to go again. They just didn't know what the attendance was going to be like post COVID and everything. And this year you could tell no one was scared of that. I mean, they were confidently going out there on the showroom floor. And, you know, you had over 800 golf companies from 86 countries out there. And I mean, it was noisy. It was fun. It was busy. There was business being done from the moment that they opened up the door. So it was nice to see that.
Did you say 800 companies from 36 countries?
800 golf companies from 86 countries, actually. If you count all of the industry insiders and all of the tour pros and the PGA professionals, there were people there from over 80 countries. 86 countries is what I was hearing.
Wow.
So that is a nice indicator for where we're moving with this industry.
Yes.
This year.
You know, we started, like, I don't know, a long time ago talking about the globalization of golf, right?
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you think about the PGA show itself, that started in the 50s out of the trunks of people's cars. So to see the convention center right here in Orlando, just absolutely packed, people coming in early, people trying to stay late, you know, it kicks off with demo day, which is a lot of fun for those who get to go and actually try out the equipment on that really cool circular range that they have at Orange County National. I mean, it was just a great week, and I feel like everyone left feeling positive and excited and just ready to run through a wall when it comes to 2023.
Okay, we're going to get into some of the things that really stood out for me when I was doing a little bit of research. But what the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, What is the Sunrise Celebration that you hosted?
Oh, gosh. So that is actually coming up this week. And GCSAA, which is the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, a long acronym, but one that I think every golf fan should be familiar with, because those are the superintendents. And, you know, if we're being honest, they are the unsung heroes of the golf industry that set up these stages that we love to watch the pros take on, that we love to play, just being a fan of the game and someone who loves to play golf. And I love going to their trade show. For the past 5 years, I've been able to emcee it for them because I've seen everything that goes into not just maintaining this industry, but also to kind of push it forward and to make it exciting and make it fun for these young kids who are coming up in the game who, you know, a lot of them haven't really thought about being a golf course superintendent or being involved in this aspect of golf. Mm-hmm. And it is such a great career path for them.
It is.
So this year, this week, right here in Orlando, we're going to be starting things off on Monday. They are early birds, as you would imagine, when you think about the people that work at these great golf courses from coast to coast. We have something called the Turf Bowl, which involves colleges and what they're doing when it comes to grass and, you know, the environment and everything that they're doing in the game when it comes to maintaining and making in these great golf courses. So it's a fun and lively week, and it starts early and ends late almost every day. But if I talk to you again after this coming week, then I'll really have some stories to tell.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I want to do that. I want to do that whenever you have time. All right. I'm looking at this great. I mean, I think you've changed your photo on Twitter. I'm not sure. And you're wearing this dress. It's a golf dress from the PXG Fall Winter line, the paneled handkerchief dress.
Wow, you did do some research on this dress. You know, I went into Instagram stories and was just kind of talking to a lot of the ladies who play the game because people were asking about that dress. You know, it's fun. It's something that you could actually wear off the golf course as well. You can kind of dress it up a bit, but it's nice and comfortable. For me, a long sleeve dress playing golf in Florida doesn't always sound like the right thing to wear, but if you factor in the sun protection that you get from it too, which, you know, we've got to have on our minds. It's a great one. It was a go-to. I wore it. I mean, I'm still wearing that thing, but, Renee Parsons, she knows what she's doing when it comes to putting together golf apparel.
Okay. And so the Aloha collection, that is awesome too.
I mean, that's right up your alley, right?
Yes.
Island vibes. I love the green color. PXG started implementing some bold colors in their seasons as they would drop. You know, we've had orange, we've had blue. They've always been big on like the black and white classic look. But I'm loving the island vibe stuff because, hey, green's my favorite color.
So to be quite frank with you, PXG, Dr. Bob Parsons, is that really his voice in the commercials?
You know, it's funny. Yes. And you can hear him from a mile away. I was there back in November. We were taping our college golf showcase at Scottsdale National. And an interview with Bob Parsons is always a part of that showcase. And, I mean, you can hear him from a mile away. I mean, you know when he's on property. He doesn't whisper. He's that loud, that passionate all the time. I can tell you there were a lot of funny jokes that were on and off camera. Some that I wish that we caught on camera just so we could share it with the public, because he's a funny guy. He will tell you his stories about being a Vietnam veteran. He'll tell you about how he dipped his toes into the golf world and GoDaddy. We all know him from that. Yes. So he's definitely someone who's good to just sit there and hear him tell stories, because it's always entertaining.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad that Renee married him and created this line.
Me too. I mean, because honestly, and I can tell you from being at the PGA show, women's golf clothing in particular has come a really, really long way. I do love the PXG pieces. I feel like they're just right for me. And I managed to wiggle my way into that family and become a PXG troop. So I'm always thankful for that. But I can tell you that women have a lot of good stuff to wear on the golf course now. So there's no excuse.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I mean, I remember... And I don't even want to go back. You know, this is my 25th year doing the golf club. This is
so where we've time to celebrate.
Yeah, it's time to celebrate indeed. Okay, and something else, Lydia Ko, she has her own golf shoe. It's the Biome G5 design. Am I pronouncing that right?
You know, I went to their opening. It was just down the road. I received a media invite because she was going to be unveiling this new shoe with Echo. And more than anything, I heard that we would be playing a few holes with Lydia herself that day. So wow. I don't think there was another answer aside from yes. You know, I made it happen. We went out there. There were a bunch of golf influencers and also fellow members of sports media. And she talked about the shoe and how involved she was in the process. I'm always really curious to just hear that side of the story from the pros. They're not just slapping their name on a product. They're actually involved and giving a lot of feedback. And there were several renditions of that shoe. So we all got to try on the shoe, go out on the golf course with her. We only got a few holes in because that Orlando weather just decided it was going to pour down on us that day. But I'm excited for not just her shoe, but what's going on in her season, what's going on in her life. She's newly married. She's back from her honeymoon. She's, you know, it's just an exciting time for Lydia Ko. And I think whenever any of us talk about her, you know, especially those of us who have followed her career for a long time now, the fact that she said she was going to retire at 30 and now she's just a few years shy of that. I mean, I hope she's kidding, right?
Right.
I can't be alone in saying that.
No, you're not.
She's just getting started. You know, as someone myself who just turned 40, Lydia, 30 is young. Keep going, girlfriend. You've got a ways to go and a lot to accomplish.
Exactly. Lauren Thompson, host of The Champion Within on NBC, host of NBC Sports Next for Golf. We've got to talk about those shows coming up the next time we talk. Okay.
There we go. Perfect. Okay. Sounds like a date.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Lauren Thompson, for being inside the clubhouse. Aloha. Coming back, Michael Patrick Shields. Yes, he's at Dodger Stadium after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. Writer, traveltattler.org, golfworldtravel.com, Gannett Newspapers, Lansing State Journal. Our travel guru extraordinaire, just back from Banff in the Canadian Rockies, where they have golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
You're spending a lot of time with broadcast people today.
TV yes.
Star Lauren Thompson
yes.
And then me.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're a Hollywood background actor.
Yeah, it's funny to say. A lot of people use the word extra, but when you see the kind of effort that goes into background acting in a TV show or a movie, nothing extra about it. It's an army of effort that goes into making those scenes look so real and so rich. And so, you know, I'm not being stuffy about it. I'm just saying my eyes are opened because I didn't have any idea till I came here to Hollywood and saw what a machine it all is.
Wow. Now, how long were you on the set?
15 hours of a movie set the other day and through the night. And in fact, the producers were fighting to get everything in before the sun came up because it needed to be a street scene outside. And so that was interesting. And we're talking about mobilizing, you know, probably 200 people to make one scene with two people in the scene. That's all I'm allowed to say. Well, I can't even say that, but here we are.
Oh, okay.
You'll see it on the screen.
But no, but I mean, what you were saying was very general. You didn't say anything specific.
Yeah.
You have, you know.
No, it's, yeah. Well, nothing new under the sun or in the dark. It's what goes into it. But most people just don't get to see that kind of effort. It's
right.
Really, really quite an industry.
And I that I think we, you know, need to respect. And then it's awesome. The work that goes into it, we just all take it for granted, you know? Oh, they had a bunch of people sitting over there and blah, it worked. No.
Yeah, well, the point of it is, if it's done well, you will take it for granted.
Exactly.
Because you'll believe the movie, it will seem real, and that's what you want, to escape, right?
Right.
And so when that background acting is done well, it shouldn't distract or detract at all from the storyline. And that's an art. It really is. Because, for instance, if you watch a movie and the principals are in a restaurant, let's say, and the restaurant's full of people and they're all drinking and talking and carrying on, but the audio doesn't distract from the dialogue that you're seeing the stars deliver to each other, because all of those people that are talking and drinking in the background are pantomiming it. They're not saying any words out loud. They just look like they're talking to each other. But no words. It's silent. So it's kind of like being a mime almost.
Wow. That is such an insight. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
What made you
It feels a little silly at first, but then you realize that there's no other way they could do it because it would be too loud.
What made you want to do this?
Well, I moved to Los Angeles, and I don't know. I got this. I went to see one of the talk shows, the Jennifer Hudson Show, and it started like that. And I've been lucky enough to meet her a few times, and it was really fun. And the actress that I went with said, you know, you can get paid to sit in these audiences. And I said, what are you talking about? Sure enough, there are a number of shows here that if you want, you can get paid $17 an hour to go and watch the judge shows or the talk shows or Dr. Phil, who just announced he's retiring this week. I was at the Bill Maher show last night on HBO, and part of it's on CNN now, I guess. But those... that audience was paid $17 an hour to sit there and laugh their heads off and make the show enthusiastic. And that too is in a way a very raw form of background acting, because, you know, you've got to pay attention and applaud, and you can do it for sitcoms. I did it for The Conners. That was kind of interesting to watch a sitcom and how that unfolded.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of opportunities to get your toe in the water. And then the next level is to go and on a movie set or TV shows or that sort of thing.
What am I doing? I could be applauding and enjoying all this information, making money at the same time.
Well, it's not for everyone. It requires patience. And, you know, because TV, it looks like it moves fast, and it does, but it is movies too, especially, very slow and tedious process. And so it's fun, though. I mean, so, you know, the big star that's coming here in a couple weeks is Jim Nance for the Los Angeles Open, starting I think February 15th, and I look forward to seeing to him when he's here with CBS. And then the U.S.
Yes.
Open is coming right smack in Beverly Hills at the Los Angeles Country Club.
Wow, you're going to be surrounded.
Golf will be the star of the show for sure.
Wow. No, wait a second. I was just thinking, are you at the Dodger Fest at Dodger Stadium?
Dodger Fest is today. And, you know, the Dodgers got that early exit from the playoffs last year, the postseason.
Yes.
So it's nice to welcome back at least the flavor of it all. The team's going to look a lot different because there have been some personnel changes. But you get a chance to go, that's a glamorous setting too. And sometimes you'll see celebrities at the game, and you can have a Dodger dog and take in the scenery. And one side of the stadium, you can see the Los Angeles skyline. And then the other side, of course, you can see the mountains there at Chavez Ravine. So even a baseball game here is glamorous.
Yes. No, I love Dodger Stadium. Absolutely. I felt like I was finally in my element. But I would imagine doing a movie set in a Dodger Fest at Dodger Stadium and trying to make all those people behave so the main actors could do whatever they needed to do.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because if you've been watching the HBO series called Winning Time about the Los Angeles Lakers, they're shooting that right now, and they use something like 800 to 900 extras at one time over at Warner Brothers to create a basketball arena. They don't do it in a real arena. They create an arena. And there are people getting paid for 14, 15-hour shoots to basically sit in the stands and be basketball fans while they shoot those scenes.
Do they have porta potties?
Well, they have to be very careful, because they don't want people going to the bathroom in the middle of the scene.
So I know.
It's like moving an army around, for sure.
But at Dodger Stadium, you were Top Golf was at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, how about that? You always imagine, you know, what it's like to hit a home run. Well, you could hit a golf ball a couple of weeks ago. Top Golf was in the stands there. You could smash it out into the outfield with the mountains in the background. And so it wasn't cheap, but it was a pretty cool way to get people involved in that ballpark at a different time of year. And also, obviously, to embrace golf like that.
Yeah.
Dramatic setting.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. I'd like that. You know, and then there's the beer and everybody.
Yeah, and I presumably Dodger dogs are sold as well. Well, the Grammys are this weekend here, Sunday, and so there are a lot of music stars running around town. And a couple days ago, this is my funny new thing, Danielle, because I like seeing celebrities, and I hang out in places where I see them all the time.
Okay.
And I saw Pharrell Williams, who did that song, Happy.
Yes!
And he was sitting at the Mayborn in Beverly Hills outside. This was in the evening, and I was walking over from the AARP Music Movies for Grownups Awards. And so it's just he and a woman, and they were sitting there talking, looked like business maybe. And so as I passed the hedge where he was sitting, he had one of those funny hats on too. That's how I knew who he was. And so I just waved at him as if he should know who I was, you know, like in that kind of a gesture.
Yes.
And he looked up and he like got that look on his face like, oh, hell. I should know. Who is this person? I should know. And he waved back very, very enthusiastically, as if he was pleased, delighted to see me, right? And I just nodded and kept on going like I was too busy to stop. So that's my new deal now. I don't go run over and say, I'm a big fan of your work. I just wave like, that's right. Bad.
You know, you're so naughty.
Well, you got to have some fun with these things, you know. Speaking of that,
yes.
If you have Justice Central, or I think it's called Court TV or what have you, Monday is my appearance on the Judge Hatchett show.
Oh,
and
Judge
it's finally going to air. Yeah, we taped it back in December, and I play a litigant.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, those litigants on that,
I hate
to lift the curtain almost, but those are all actors too.
That's incredible.
And so I have a very prominent speaking part in the Judge Hatchett show.
Okay.
And if you look through your listings, it's an episode having to do with a piano and a divorce.
Gosh.
And so usually they put a little description. So I saw the description pop up, and it's
okay.
Monday.
Uh-huh.
And after that, it'll be, I think, on the YouTube channel they create. So I'll get you the link if you want for the fun
yes,
of it. But Monday is my Judge Hatchett debut.
What you mean Judge Judy has those people there, and they're not really, you know, roommates that you know, one was a slob and the other one and didn't clean up her room? Those aren't real?
Yeah, I think a long time ago they started as real people, but, you know, they make a lot of them now, those shows. And so they're not, you get the premise the night before, which I got the, you know, who I was going to be, and I had to learn my name and all my background and where I was from. And you had to prepare because the judge could ask you anything and you wanted to be realistic. So I was Kenny something from Chicago, an engineer. And I was arguing my case in front of Judge Hatchett, and it was a lot of fun.
I've been duped for so long.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. I just love knowing the truth. That's wonderful. You know, Michael Patrick Shields, by the way, is an incredible author who has written many, many really good golf books. But we didn't get too much golf today, and that's okay, because, you know, golf is, you know, the beauty of the game is that it's a lifetime, right? And you meet people and you get to have a conversation like we just had, and you're playing at the same time. So Michael Patrick Shields, Thank you so much for making me laugh today. I really needed that.
Well,
I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to wave at people and go, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah, you know, I also saw, I was in Banff at the, it was ski season, so the golf course was covered with snow. But
yeah.
If you go to Banff National Forest, there's a very popular Stanley Thompson golf course there. And a beautiful chateau of a castle hotel there.
Wow.
You can also go to Lake Louise. It's easy to get to Calgary. And all you have to do is hop on, stand in Hawaii, go on top of Mauna Kea, grab on one of those Chinese balloons, and you can be over here in no time.
I'm on my way. First
okay,
to Mauna Kea.
I'll look for you.
Michael Patrick Shields hosts Michigan's Big Show, and you can hear him. How can we hear you online?
MIBigShow.com or at Spreaker.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Michael Patrick. Aloha.
Aloha and aloha.
Bill Bales, founder About Golf and founder Clarity Golf, all things indoor. Not at Dodger Stadium. We're going inside right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Bill Bales, founder About Golf and founder Clarity Golf.
All things indoor golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle.
Oh, you sound like you're next door and you're in the UK. How's it over there?
It's lovely. It's, you know, it's UK weather, but being from Ohio, it's about 30 degrees Fahrenheit warmer here than it is there in Ohio, so I don't mind it.
Oh, I love England. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful country. You just came from the 2023, the 70th PGA show with nearly 30,000 PGA professionals, golf leaders, industry executives. 30,000, I mean, it must have been, you said you were a little bit tired on the way back to the UK. Does that aptly describe how you felt after being around that many people for so long?
The show's always a grind. You know, you travel overseas, and then, well, this year I did, and then, you know, lots of setup, lots of meetings, morning, noon, and night, you know, so you just gut it out. And then you come home and collapse for a week, and everything's okay.
Oh my goodness! So, were you? Did you have a booth there? Were you one of the many? You know, I mean, people, retailers from 86 countries came together. Were you one of them?
Yeah, we had a modest spot last year. We worked out with the show. You know, everybody all the OEMs and a whole bunch of exhibitors pulled out last year because of Omicron. So I leveraged my past massive spending at the show with About Golf, my old age, my loyalty through over Omicron and everything, any other card I could play, and was able to get an island booth right on what I call Broadway in as prime a location in the show as you can have. So we have the same location this year. We shared it with a great company called InRange. That's kind of an up and comer in the space that Top Tracer and TrackMan Range occupy. It's a lovely product. We're just keeping our foot. We're just holding on to our space because our business, our model is going to be completely different in less than 2 years. So, we'll go bigger and we'll be a very different presentation within a couple of years.
Okay, Bill Bales is founder About Golf and founder Clarity.Golf. Now let's talk about what you mean about things are going to be very different, because when we talk about your industry is simulators, launch monitors, related technologies, delivering all of those wonderful indoor opportunities for golfers to use. How are things going to change?
Well, we're just little tiny guys, and there's some amazing companies out there for which we have tremendous respect. And some of which are great innovators, and some of which are more great marketers than innovators, but have achieved a high level of success in the so-called launch monitor or ballistic tracking or golf simulator market, indoor golf, including outdoor range tracking, range launch monitors and the like. And I've been around that industry. As you walk through the show this year, I think my DNA was all over the place. And that, right. And that I was an original partner with the company that developed phased array radar, that became the likes of TrackMan. And then I was the pioneer, high-end machine vision, which is now used in the exact same technology. This technology we had developed using About Golf and Unicor, which is an exploding company with what might be the best product out there as far as tracking. And, others have basically copied our architecture. That's not rocket. It's not rocket science as far as, two cameras. We're not claiming any genius or influence on that. And then Foresight actually, they've worked with an engineering company called Wintrust that I've always had tremendous respect for, and they developed a more unique product. And obviously, if you read about them, they've been phenomenally successful. A huge amount of respect for Foresight. But we're going to have something. We think we have something that we're going to bring out in a couple of years that we call the third paradigm of launch monitor tracking, and we think it's going to kind of change what everybody thinks about launch monitors and how they work, for the first time in history, people are going to understand the performance of these things. Just quickly, you buy a car. If you want a red one, no problem, right? You go to the car lot. I want that one. It's red. I like the shade. But some people read about 0 to 60 times braking, how many airbags, horsepower, torque, whether it's a 4-cylinder or a 6-cylinder or a hybrid. We don't know any of that stuff. We know virtually none of that stuff in the launch monitor realm. We just know what, the claims that are made on the websites. And what I have to say is, pretty uneducated reviews on YouTube. I'm going to try to put some stuff out on YouTube to help these reviewers understand how to review these things, because they're pretty clueless at this point. But I certainly don't hold it against them. They just need to understand a few basics, then we can help them with that. So anyway, bottom line is, we're going to have some new technology within a couple of years, and we're not trying to own the world or anything, but we think from a artistic and scientific point of view, it's going to be pretty interesting.
It sounds like it. Okay, I like what you wrote here. Our little company is about innovation. But it's not just about innovating technology. It's also about innovating entrepreneurship, lifestyle, inclusion, giving, and happiness. We're not out to make $1 billion, or as I fastidiously said, put our competition out of business. And then he goes into, and this really got me, this is his board. Is this your board of directors? Your advisory board? You're all ladies?
We formed an advisory board, a unique one, recently.
Yes.
From people mostly people I've known for many years.
Yes, and I Karen Palacios Jensen, she's on my show all the time. I love Karen. Mary Beth Lacey, wonderful person. I love Mary Beth. It's not like we've been able to sit down and have a coffee together because I'm over here and they're over there. Renee Powell, wow. And Karen Bales, that is such a wonderful way of honoring your late wife. That is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, Bill. I don't know Kathleen Wilkinson, but these are all Sean McDonald and Roz McCreary. All of these wonderful women, all women, are going to be your advisory board. What do you want advice about?
Well, first of all, I'm just thinking randomly, but a lot of people out there think that if the leaders of our nations were all women, it would be a much better world. science does verify that women are smarter than men on the whole. Just as an aside, one of the reasons I have so much respect for Karen Palacios Jensen is because of the fact that, in this sort of changing kind of, I hate to use that term, but you know what I'm saying, this kind of woke thing going on, she doesn't back down from the fact that when it comes to learning golf, men and women are absolutely different creatures. They're different physically. They're different mentally. They go about how they practice differently. They go about how they learn differently. And they, they're physically different, and they need to learn the swing a different way from men in general terms. And Karen recognizes that, you've seen the attrition in women's golf over the last couple of generations, maybe in the U.S., maybe 3,000 start and 3,000 quit, each year. The golf industry has been, practically my entire lifetime, abysmal at keeping its customers. And my view is the golf industry has no clue. I shouldn't say that. That's hyperbolic. But the golf industry is not on the top of their game as far as, the concept of the customer and the concept of keeping customers. You see the attrition in golf, and, the old retail saying is your best new customer is keeping your old customer. And, golf just doesn't know how to do it. But Karen does, because Karen knows how to reach women. And our approach is, I no longer want to have any identity as being in the golf industry. I want only be identified in the technology industry, because I honestly don't have a lot of respect for the golf industry. And the growth in golf is not in golf. It's in technology. There's a sixfold increase in off course golfers, all because of technology, over like the last 10 or 15 years. Zero growth in on course golfers. What does that tell you? And why hasn't anybody looked at those very obvious numbers and kind of put two and two together? I honestly don't get that.
I hear you, and the whole idea about people wanting to go away from the golf course is interesting in and of itself. It has a lot, you look at just the whole philosophy about how we treat our world, and what are we doing, retreating from outside, going inside. It just, what you've started in my mind thinking, why are people walking away from nature, though? That kind of bothers me.
Well, you don't have to walk away from nature by playing golf indoors. There's a lot of other ways to see nature. And then if you play golf indoors, now you cut about 80% of the time spent out of the whole gig. And then you go to the park and really enjoy it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's actually the case or not, but I think it's not as narrow as, you know, you're either going to get your nature on the golf course or you're not going to get your nature or whatever. It gets down to a matter of time. Well, the other thing is that, you know, like Topgolf, you're outside. I mean, not everything we do is completely indoors. But what technology does with golf is it for the first time in history looks at the growth of golf as growing customers versus victims. And, you know, I mean, you know, you go to course and you hear, you know, you get all this, you don't start on the back nine and shorts 4 inches above your knee, collared shirts, hats on straight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's, you know, it's like seeing a parole officer. It's not like, you know, seeing a cruise director. And, the technology-oriented golf is far more accepting of people across the board. And they are because they're businesses and they know how to make money.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, there's the game of golf. The game of golf can be anything it wants to be. I'm not going to comment on that one way or the other. It is what it is. But the business of golf, you know, the loss of business or the lack of growth and on-course play is just simply a product of the fact that the purveyors don't have any idea how to take care of their customers.
I also think that we're almost out of time, and I love talking to you because you go outside the boundaries. But what you said about time, you know, or starting on the back nine or being able to just go over, people don't have time. So they need to find ways to do what they like to do, like swing a club, hit a ball, and see where it goes, and hopefully improve on that all the time, a little bit more control. But they just don't have the time to do 18 holes. So they want to be able to do 9 holes. They want to be 3 holes. I just want to get out for a while. So I completely understand what you're saying, and they don't give us those opportunities. You have always been a disruptor, and I love you. Bill Bales, founder of About Golf and founder Clarity.Golf, all things indoor golf. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse, and I hope you'll be back.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
You too. We're brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. They've got what you need at their Evilay store on Alakava and at their Waipahu store. It's Aloha Power Equipment. They've just had a huge delivery of Honda mowers, blowers, weed whackers, and generators. It all has just come in. Stacks of boxes, the largest selection of power equipment from all the major manufacturers, and each manufacturer has its own section in the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore on Alakava. It's so cool to see. The largest selection of power equipment from all the major manufacturers, they put power at your fingertips. CyPack for cybersecurity. For your company or nonprofit, any organization that puts their privacy and your security first, CyPack. It's an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595, 861-9595, or you can find them online at CyPack.com. We're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA, and really the best way to get good at this game of golf is to learn from a PGA, a master, also an LPGA teaching professional. It takes time and love of the game to become a PGA. Call the Aloha Section PGA at 593-2230 for a PGA of America member near you, and get good at the game. MD Restoration. Call MD Restoration. You know, the carpet, it went through a lot in my house over the holidays, and I haven't really gotten through the holidays yet. My house needs some deep cleaning, and probably the carpet as well. In fact, I've got the carpet cleaners coming over. MD Restoration coming over in just a couple of days to take care of some of the things that need to be
toe stains that got in there, all of that stuff that's going on. So if you need some spring cleaning or your carpets, even inside the walls, they've got ways of getting in there and taking care of stuff that grows, and you don't want it. It's bothering your nose. Get in touch with MD Restoration. Emergencies like broken water pipe cleanups, mold remediation, MD Restoration. They are licensed contractors, so they can fix your problem, that leak, and then they can do the repairs you need, and their insurance paperwork is really good, which is a very important factor. Thank you for checking out the Golf Club. Thank you for your mama. May you have the best day ever. Aloha. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.